This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, hello, hello. Time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each of you, and thank you for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I have the pleasure to let you know that returning to the Easy Organic Gardener as my guest this hour is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, and my friend, Andrew Lopez. Before I ask Andrew, also known as Andy, to join me, I want to make sure you know how to get copies of the Arbico Organics catalogs. We create a variety of catalogs throughout the year that showcase products for that time of the year, to growing season. To view our catalogs, click on the catalog icon on our homepage. We offer two versions of our catalogs, an e-version that you can look at and download, and a printed version that we will mail to you on a routine basis. You can order online or call our toll-free line, 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. And one of our customer care team members will be glad to make sure you receive a copy. Many of our customers refer to our catalog as a magazine because it's filled with valuable information that can give you the edge when it comes to successful organic gardening. We strive to provide you with the most affordable pricing and top-of-the-line products. We believe what sets us apart is our focus on customer care. And during regular business hours, you will always be greeted by a live person when you call to place your order or ask a question. We value your business and we're ready to help you. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout for interesting facts, sales, and other special promotions. And you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'm going to ask gardener, entrepreneur, author, and crusader for organic growing, Andrew Lopez, also known as Andy, to join me. Hi, Andy. How are you doing today? And thank you for joining me.
Wait, this is not Burger King. I was going to put an order for some French fries and a hamburger. Call the wrong place?
Wrong place.
I've been on hold all this time. Wait a minute. This is not, we're not Friday today? Oh, never mind.
How are you today? What are you up to, you wild man?
I'm always up to a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I mean, I'm just finished writing a... on my blog, you know, I mean, right now, lately, you know, it's been going on for years, this whole GMO thing, you know, and every once in a while you read a report. Oh, we got, and now it's up to 237 reports that show that GMOs are totally safe, that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm up to now.
Well, let's talk about GMOs. Since that's a good way to start off the show because we haven't talked about them in a while, at least you and I. On the show, so what is the deal with the GMOs? Tell us.
Well, see, they're partially right. This started a long time ago with, you know, our favorite company, Monsanto, you know, and basically other companies. You know, organic gardening has been attacked from the first day. You know, the conventional people. I like the word conventional, even though that's what they want you to use, conventional. I mean, I went to my favorite health food store, and it's like, this is conventional food, and this is organic food. I said, wait a minute, do you mean pesticide-grown food, conventionally grown with herbicides and pesticides? You're selling it in the health food store, right? You know, so they call it conventional. But the thing is that, you know, organics have been, there's a recent article recently, a few days ago, that basically proves that there's no difference nutritionally between conventionally grown and organically grown. They proved it. And the way they proved it is they did a study of the 237 studies. And if you actually read the studies, because it's very hard to actually find the studies that they're talking about, it's very confused the way, you know, I tell people, it's like a blind man goes to an elephant and he says, well, an elephant, he feels an ear. And he says, well, the elephant is like an ear. And that's all he tells people. And then it's because of the internet and society the way it is now, social media, everybody says, elephant's like an ear. It's partially true, but mainly wrong. And so that's what's going on with genetically modified organisms. That people don't seem to understand that if you looked around, everything is genetically modified organism. When they say that it's been thoroughly tested, yeah, people have been growing genetically modified tomatoes for centuries. I don't know about you, but years ago I grew a tomato plant. I actually grew about 5 tomato plants. And everybody kept going to this one tomato plant, even though they all came from the same seed. And that one tomato plant was delicious. And everybody wanted that. So guess what I grew next year? That tomato plant. And guess what? That is genetically modified. I have genetically modified that organism. And farmers have been doing that. You grow what you like to best, eat best, and what tastes best, and that's what you're growing. You're modifying it. And so, yeah, those things have been tested for centuries. But how could they possibly be testing Roundup Ready, and now it's 2,4-D, there's BT, there's a whole bunch of others. How could they be testing for decades when it hasn't been around for decades? It's been around for maybe 20 years. So how could they possibly be testing, telling people, yeah, we tested thoroughly. We fed people with Roundup Ready food for 10 years, and we fed these other groups for 10 years, too, and we found that there's no difference. Have they done that? I don't think so. Matter of fact, what companies with, you know, like Japan and other countries, they've done tests, and they had to stop the test because they were adversely affecting the testees, the testers, you know, the people who were being tested. So that's confusion reigning. You know, people are relying upon semi-facts as truth. And so the public is really, really super confused about genetically, it's really genetically engineered organisms. See, that's the subcategory of genetically modified organisms. People don't understand that. And they need to know that there's a big difference, and that if you take somebody to court and say, you know, because, you know, lawyers in court, they're very specific. So they say, yeah, genetically modified organisms are safe. They're not saying genetically engineered organisms are safe. They're just saying genetically. So technically, they're right. Genetically modified organisms are mainly safe. Just like saying nuclear power is clean. Technically, they're partially right, right? But mainly, they're wrong. See, so it's confusion reigning everywhere because people are promoting facts as if they were facts, but they're really their own facts, and that's not right. Okay, your turn.
Well, you know, I think if people like yourself who are bringing it out in terms of what you're saying is that since the beginning of time, humans have been. Maybe even before humans were intervening, we certainly have been modifying things. Look at the at corn. You know, it was called Theosinte, and it was grass. And it, you know, took about 400 years to get it to where it is today. But, you know, a cob of corn was never a cob of corn. It was actually a grass. So that's how we modify and choose. And, the issue with genetically modified organisms is a little different, and so we have to be careful not to mix the two up. Getting the facts, as you say, is so important.
Go ahead. No, people need to understand that there's, you know, genetically modified organisms is a broad term for 3 different categories that gets broken down to 3 different categories, and people need to understand what those categories are, and they need to understand that we need to regulate genetically engineered organisms, which is part of one of the 3 categories. And genetically engineered organisms is essentially that. We take pesticides, we put it in the genes, whether it be bio, you know, organic or not, like BT is in it too. Then we also take spliced genes from animals and put them in there. And my opinion, I would say, well, if this is so good, Mother Nature would have done it a long time ago. And on top of that, these are things that men are man-made. We created these pesticides, but they're not found in nature.
So we're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Andy Lopez.
Uh-oh.
So if you're listening, don't fall away. We're coming right back. We've got lots more to talk about.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest this hour is Andy Lopez, gardener, ecopreneur, author, and crusader for organic gardening. His website, InvisibleGardener.com, InvisibleGardener.com, is the place to go for gardeners of all types. Welcome back, Andy. So we got...
I listened to your, the ad, you know, and they said two of my favorite words of all time.
What is that?
brain fart.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about here. That's just being friendly, calling. I'm just calling it, you know, people are confused. No, they're having brain farts, okay? That means their little brain is going, wait a minute, the world is flat? And they believe it. And you know, it's not that obvious, but it is. And it makes it even more brain farting. I just had a whole bunch of brain farts. I was recently reading a new study. There's another new study came out by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. So you would think these guys know their stuff, right? You know, you would say, wow, the scientific community is going to tell us something, right?
Yeah.
And they said, well, there's so much confusion going on now. We're going to do the study. We're going to look at all the studies. They studied the studies. And they, too, came to the conclusion that there's no reason to be concerned. Everything's fine. It's totally, GMOs are totally safe. They don't pollute the environment. They don't do any damage. Everything's okay. So what's the problem? That's the Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. And so, you know, the reports, this is one of the reports you can easily find because they actually put a link to the report. So I downloaded the PDF file, which is like a billion pages, and I read through it. And I'm still reading. Every time I read it, I have a whole bunch of brain farts. I go, wait a minute. So they're saying, well, we read a report that said that no animals have died from this, and therefore humans are safe. And I would say, well, how did you figure that out? How did they? Because they basically studied the studies. That's one of the things that's going on here. People are studying the studies. There was another report. This just came out not too long ago. Actually came out 2012. So what they're doing is they're repeating the report. And on top of that, it makes it even more confusing when they did the studies. They conveniently left out a bunch of other studies which contradict the other studies. Like the Rodale, Rodale, the organic gardening folks. They did a study, yes. Took them 30 years to do this study. And, of course, the studies that were studied, doesn't even mention this study because, again, people say, well, you find what you look for. So organic supporters will find organic supporting studies, and conventional supporters will find conventional supporting studies. And the two studies are like you read them together, you go, wait a minute, you can't have them both. And so that's very confusing to a lot of people. And to me, you know, especially where, you know, I'm a scientist, so I'm looking at National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine. Whoa, they just mucked it up even more by saying, yes, everything's totally fine. And I say, well, I'm thinking, well, how could you possibly study eating Roundup and say that 30 days is enough or 60 days, even a year? I mean, I would look at it and say, well, let's study them for 10 years. Let's feed this group of people, which would be hard to find, and people would be willing to do a test for 10 years to see what happens to them. On top of that, I totally believe it affects their genes down the road, it affects their kids' genes. They did a study, which is not included in here. They found that the length of a certain gene gets reduced, and the DNA gets reduced by doing this. And they found that there's a leaky gut syndrome. A lot of people are getting leaky gut syndrome directly related to the corn that they're eating. So there's all kinds of studies left and right, and it just depends what you look for. And I just think that the real core of the problem comes down to the fact that no company should have a patent on seeds, which affects our food. Because it's one thing to have seeds, you know, and in the beginning they were saying, you know, it totally does not interact with the environment. You can have you can have GMO foods here, and right next door have organic farmer, and they're safe. Now they're saying, no, I guess it maybe spreads out a little bit, so you have to. You can't be a certified organic farmer unless you have three or four rows of your outer crop. They're not certified. Only somehow it dissipates as it further goes in. And Monsanto sued this farmer in Mexico, because we talk about corn, for having Roundup ready corn. Somehow they found out that the corn was, and the farmer says, I didn't plant that. And the pollen came, you know, floating in the air from miles away. So it does threaten organic farming, organic gardening. You can't have certified seeds because they're starting to be invaded, you know, by the pollen that could spread. There's so many different things. And they don't even talk about what it does in the wild. How does a pollen Roundup Ready end up in a weed? How does that weed become? What happens to that weed or to the insect? It's you know, it's very dangerous to ignore, you know, to ignore the fact that the elephant is really made up of a lot of other things and just say the elephant's like an ear. I think we're getting ourselves into deeper and deeper trouble. But then it's going to be too late, just like DDT. Oh, it's totally safe. And then it's, oh, never mind, right? Anyway, your turn.
Well, DDT is a really good example because this is something that people were literally, kids would be, you know, I remember being in behind the back of a truck that was spraying DDT, and, you know, the kids from the neighborhood, myself included, would be running behind it, you know, thinking it was fun to get the droplets of DDT all over ourselves. you know, we know now that...
sick from it, you know, now.
I mean, we know now that, you know, birds, eggs wouldn't form, and, I mean, lots and lots of issues with the product. And, you know, I think that, the door is still open on what's going on with these GMOs, and depending on your translation, as you say, you know, everybody, you know, we've been genetically modifying our own food and anything that we grow for many years. On the other hand, this is a little different, and we probably do need, not probably, we do need more research and understanding of what the consequences are. So,
the problem, too, is because, you know, this is a patent owned by a private company, and it's not allowed to be researched by the scientists around the world who would love to get a hold of this and develop better products for the betterment of humanity, not for the betterment of this one company. I mean, the fact that the seeds do not pollinate, right, do not reproduce, is dangerous right there. I mean, what's the deal with that? You have to buy their seeds from them. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on here that does not make entire sense, especially when it comes down to, you know, our human evolution, people. We need food. We need clean air. We need clean water. And these things are not benefiting that. You know, we're not benefiting from that as we should. You know, it's time to, I mean, human beings are really super smart, really intelligent. We can create anything to the benefit of a whole as opposed to the benefit of a few, and that's what's going on here. And that's a problem,
yep,
because, you know what I mean?
It certainly is, it seems that way. And we're going to take, unfortunately, another break because we're sort of at a place where we can break.
Our time.
And for those of you, for those of you who are listening, we're coming right back with Andy Lopez. He's the Invisible Gardener. And so don't go away because, again, we are right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-PLUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is Andy Lopez. He is the founder of the Invisible Gardeners of America, which has over 8,000 members worldwide. His books include The Organic Grower's Manual, The Organic Home, and Gardening Guide, How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time, Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden, and his most recent, Don't Panic, It's Organic. To get your copies, go to InvisibleGardener.com, InvisibleGardener.com. Welcome back, Andy.
Okay. So, go ahead. Let me just
go for it.
Continue with my train of thought, because I have about 5 trains going on at the same time, and if I don't control them, it's really bad.
You'll have a train wreck.
Really,
right?
Bad. Look, here's the thing. Let's just put aside the fact that, you know, we're the company's basically selling pesticides hidden inside the gene, and that's a whole different story there. We can talk about that forever. But here's the thing that's really, really, really interesting about this. Okay, so we're going through this climate change right now. The world's getting warmer and warmer, a lot faster. And it's a lot faster than farmers and crops can adapt. We can't just grow corn for 10 years and then pick the right corn over time that handles the heat or that can grow at this. We have to develop varieties that will do that now. And guess what technology would do that?
Well.
Right?
Right.
So imagine if I was a scientist and I could actually say, I could engineer corn to say, okay, that corn is going to grow at sea level. But the problem with sea level now is it's like 90 degrees as opposed to the normal. So we're going to make it so that corn will not only grow in the higher temperature, but produce nutritional food, and it won't affect the environment. We don't have to fertilize it much. In other words, they could genetically modify an organism, corn or whatever food we need, to grow at this. Because right now what's happening is all the insects and the basic, everything's going up higher and higher altitude. The trees are changing. They're going up higher and higher. The lower level trees can't survive the higher ones because it's cooler up there, you know. So, and we can't be going up higher and higher. People live by the coast. We can't grow anymore. You can't buy varieties that will grow here in 5 years because it's the temperature is changing so much. Just recently here in Malibu was 100 degrees. I've never, ever seen it 100 degrees in Malibu along the coast. I mean, it's 105 in the valley. So try to grow vegetables in 100 degrees. Right? So
right.
That's the whole thing is that the government and the world should say, wait a minute, you have the technology and the capability of producing food and vegetables that can handle the climate change now. And why aren't you doing that instead of selling these products that basically promotes your company's bottom line? So that's the issue. That's, to me, that's the real issue right there. That's to be open technology to the world to allow people to create the food that they need for their country as fast as they need to do it. So that's all I have to say about that, okay?
Are you sure?
Is there a question, anything you want to ask me, you want me to talk about? Because, you know, I can talk about anything, almost anything. Religion and politics.
Yeah, I know the issue over GMOs is definitely can be very emotional because as you say there are many items to be discussed, and one of the things that I highly recommend people to do is to be careful about the seeds that you do purchase. That's why we sell heirloom open pollinated seeds that are non-GMO and that are certified organic so that people have that choice, you know, that we still have a choice. And the other thing is to save our seeds and trade with our neighbors and with our families. And because, as you said, we've been modifying our food for a long, long time. We'll find a particular tomato that grows absolutely amazing fruit at a particular longitude and latitude that happens to be your backyard and the backyards of your neighbors. You could take that seed and move it to a completely different state, and it won't produce as well because it's a different altitude, different amount of rain, different humidity. And so that's why people would save their
different
seeds.
Different language.
Right. So I think that's something to think about is that, you know, saving our own seeds and voting with our dollars, which is something I know you highly recommend that people, when they go to the grocery store, you know, if you're not growing all your own food, vote with your dollars, buy what's organic. When you buy organic, you know that, you're not buying something that was grown with synthetics. And I know
buy organic. Days because the word natural doesn't mean absolutely nothing anymore. Yeah, the word natural is everywhere. You know, say natural this. As a matter of fact, the confusion reigns in the food we buy. You look at stuff that says the name is green or it's natural or it's that green. You know, you look at the wording and the wording seems like everything's fine. It's how can it be wrong? But the word certified organic does not appear on there. And they allow you to have in the natural thing genetically engineered organisms, which is usually like 96% of it is some form of super concentrated sugar, you know, that we shouldn't be eating in the first place. And so it's in there. It's in that part of the natural thing. They want it to be certified organic because, of course, it's organic. I mean, genes and plants are organic, right? But it's very difficult when you go to a store and buy. Well, I have people all the time, they go to the nursery, they buy the vegetables, the little plants, they take them, put it in their organic garden, and then they come to you, they say, well, I have this problem with this vegetable. And I said, yeah, you should have not bought it at the store. You should have ordered an organic heirloom seed. And I bet you if you talk to that company that you get your heirloom seeds, you find that they have all the time, they're looking for these invaders in the air. That's what happens is that you have a farm and they're growing organically and they produce seed. Well, you have one genetically engineered seed that comes and lands in there, it could pollinate the whole crop, so they have to catch it before. Because if they don't, next thing you know, they won't be certified organic anymore.
Exactly.
Hello?
So there,
hello?
You know, there are
They're very strict rules for growing organically. So I think that you can be assured almost 100% that when you are purchasing something that has been grown organically, that, of course, it's not going to be, there's no GMOs involved and no synthetics. And so right there, you're off to a much healthier start.
That's
I know
great.
You have
That's
a lot
of... It's always was an issue with me right from the very beginning. And I have, for example, the OMRI issue. That's a pretty cool thing. The problem is that I know lots of companies which are not OMRI certified, and their logic is, well, we're not going to tell you the ingredients because it's classified, you know. And so I'm going, well, I have a problem with that. All they have to do is say, well, we're not OMRI certified because, we can't afford it. We can't afford the paperwork, or it's too expensive for us to do it, or we're too small. And that we do everything organically. We provide, because people say, well, how can you buy stuff that are not OMRI certified? I mean, I could tell you one product you and I know, and I've been, that's matter of fact, that's how we met, because we were at a conference in Arkansas. You know who I'm talking about, so I'm not going to mention any names. You know, where we met? Remember that conference?
Yes, we were at the Nitron conference in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Right, you weren't supposed to mention names, but you mentioned the name. But that's the company that, I said, well, I need a letter from you as to why you're not OMRI certified, and that's their logic. We're not going to reveal our ingredients. And so I don't know if that's a correct approach to it. I mean, I can understand that, but at the same time, I know how they make it. It's environmentally clean product. So you have to really know where it comes from. I tell people, you know your farmer, know your grower. That's the ideal scenario. But nowadays, you never, half the three-quarters of the stuff we buy, we don't know where it's coming from, who grew it, or any of that stuff. So, yeah, you got to stick to this organic certification process, which I hope is the same around the world. I have a feeling it's a little different in different parts of the world.
I think it's more stringent in other countries. We're going to take another quick break. We're coming right back to Danny Lopez and lots more. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is your host, Sherry Carrera de Fry. And with me this hour is Andy Lopez, gardener, ecopreneur, author, and pioneer for organic gardening. He's been featured in journals and publications including Sunset Magazine, Southern California Home and Garden, The Miami Herald, Acres USA, and EcoFarm, Organic Gardening, Horticultural Digest, and Acres USA, to name a few. For more information about Andy Lopez and all he has to offer, visit his website at InvisibleGardener.com, InvisibleGardener.com. Welcome back, Andy. It's the last part of our show, so I want to be sure we get your message out today. what else would you like to talk about? Are we done with GMOs, or do you have something else you want to share about that?
No, I'm done with that. I was going to ask you a question about mosquitoes, you know, mosquito control. Because, well, you know what's going on with mosquitoes is there seems to be more and more diseases being spread by any number of variety of mosquitoes these days. You know, and there's a yellow fever breakout somewhere in another country. There's more stuff, and they're being spread by mosquitoes, which is the mosquito territory, you know, spreading because it's warmer, and they're going into places where they weren't before, and so on. And do you have a predator for mosquitoes? I've never heard of one. Do you not have one, or do you think
we don't have an insect or a mite or that actually will predate on a mosquito that is commercially available. What we do offer though is a biological approach. We have a bacteria called Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, that is...
say that again.
Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. They actually met the scientist that created BTI for short, and Dr. Joel Yeoman from BTI. Dr. Joel Yeomans came from University University of Tel Aviv. And anyway, he came to visit us one time to see the insectary and see all the insects that we were rearing. And he was very impressed with what we did. I had him for dinner at my home. And I just, he's just a lovely person. Right. He's originally from Israel. And so, but this product, it's a bacteria that the female ingests, and she, excuse me, I want to say it a different way. The larval stage of the mosquito is a filter feeder. So it hangs around the edges of ponds, streams, slow moving bodies of water, not out in the middle. And so there's a relationship where the female mosquito, which requires a blood meal,
before she can reproduce, goes out and finds mammals. They love me in particular. And so after they've had a blood meal, then they can, they mate, and then they lay eggs. They lay their eggs generally where there's a place that's just semi-wet. It could be like a little divot in your lawn or your garden. It could be any place that there's any accumulation of water. But mainly the eggs are laid where the dry meets the wet. Those eggs then metamorphose into larvae. And this is where the BTI works. The BTI you actually put into the areas where water will appear after a storm or where the water is already available. And the larvae ingest it, and within 24 hours, they die because it creates a disease that's specific to them. Won't hurt fish or people or plants or dogs. It's just what we call species specific to mosquitoes in the larval stage of development. It works very well.
And your website says that it's harmless to other mosquitoes. So is there a specific type of mosquitoes that it attacks?
It'll attack all types of mosquitoes. The mosquito that's transmitting Zika's disease is Aedes aegypti. And so that's the one that is very common in the United States. And not only along with just the fear of Zika, as you said, there are other types of diseases. West Nile is another one, equine virus, encephalitis, it goes on and on. Fowlpox, I mean, as you said, malaria, yellow fever. You don't hear so much about it in this part of the world, but as you say, as it becomes warmer, many of these diseases will be more prevalent in the United States. So it's going to be interesting to watch. The BTI does a great job.
Is this because it's a pelletized? Do you have to put it in water, or can it be put around the property, or what?
So you can just broadcast it. It looks sort of like cereal.
Right, and so you can just broadcast it around your property, and if it happens to come in the right place where the larvae are at, or do they find it? Does it have to be associated with water, like the sprinklers come on and gets it wet, activates it, or something, or what?
Definitely has to be activated by water, and so. But you can spread it on your lawn, for example, or your backyard, and when it rains, it'll activate the BTI. And if the mosquitoes, when it rains, it'll get activated, and then any mosquito eggs that have been laid in any areas, I mean, mosquitoes are pretty smart. They know where the water's going to accumulate, so that's where the females lay their eggs. Those eggs can actually be laid in a dry area, and lay there for quite a bit of time before they get activated. So it's an amazing thing when you think about mosquitoes. Now, again, we look at things that are often, we look at an imbalance, I think, is what I'd be looking at, because the things that normally would eat mosquitoes just aren't there. You know, bats are a great mosquito aside, if you will, and they have issues with cone nose disease. And so, as natural predators get knocked out, the things that eat insects, then, of course, we have more insects. Pressure. And so.
Are birds natural predators? Don't they eat mosquitoes too?
Yes. The birds eat mosquitoes, bats, frogs, lizards. I mean, there are lots of things that eat mosquitoes. But remember that, when we go in and imbalance the habitat, it causes all sorts of havoc. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to be sure that everybody knows about the Invisible Gardener site and how to become a member of your club. So take a moment and tell us about that before we have to get off the air.
Right. It's called Invisible Gardener. You just have to spell it right. Oh, but what I want to say before I forget is that everybody write down this email, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. All they have to do is send me an email and say, Andy, I heard you on the Easy Organic Gardener show, and I would like my free what I'll do is I'll enter them in the contest, and automatically they'll win. I'll send them a free lifetime membership. I'll just channel anything it says. So in the subject of the email, you write Easy Organic Gardener radio show, and then I'll know it's you guys. And you should say, I heard it on the show. I'll email you back a link who says, congratulations, you won, and you automatically will get a lifetime membership for free. You get all my books. I got 21 books. The latest one is called Don't Panic, It's Organic. You know, you're a member, too. Did you get it yet?
Of course. It's fantastic. That's
did you get the latest e-book, the Don't Panic, It's Organic one? It's up there.
I think I did. So, but, you know, people should really, those of you who are listening, my Is Your Organic Gardening devotees, if you will, please go to Andy's website. He's got an amazing array of information and books and blogs, and he's got art and TV shows, and I mean, it's a beautiful website. So what are your words of wisdom as we leave in the last minute? What would you like people to remember as you leave today?
I would like to see a lot more love and less hate, personally. That's very important to, if people love more and they care more for other people and other, you know, the environment, other beings, other living beings, you know, we all need to love more and hate less, and I think it would be a better world for it. By the way, you're going to be on my show right after this, right?
Yes. So I do know that. And so love everything and everyone, starting with ourselves.
Yes,
you know, we certainly can be, all of us can stand to be more compassionate, more loving. That's why we like to garden, because that brings out that love. There's something about when you're in the garden and you see things growing and you're working with your garden, that energy, that experience, it's indescribable, and it's a loving experience.
Right. It should be about loving, not killing. When you're in a garden, you're not in there to kill things. You're in there to love things. It makes a big difference.
That's right. So, Andy, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be joining you in just a few minutes. And I'm just so grateful that you were able to come and grace us again with your with lots of information. You are such a wealth, and thank you again.
Anytime, I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. And for those of you who are listening, we will be back next week with another amazing, incredible guest. Please go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Ferreira de Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.